from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Our mindset regarding this game is kind of a unique one, probably, because we're trying to get the best of both worlds. This is our third preseason game, and historically the third preseason game has been a dry rehearsal, if you will, for the regulars, and we have that mentality. That's why we did the simulation work week. But also it has some characteristics of the old fourth preseason game, because it's the last opportunity for some men to state a case for themselves, to find jobs, to define roles, to show what they're capable of.
Mike Tomlin there, talking about the preseason finale. That's tomorrow, 1 p.m. against the Detroit Lions. Best of both worlds. Get those starters in there, and then ideally get them out quick. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. And joining us to talk about the preseason finale and to look ahead to the regular season is our friend Brian Bacco from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He's on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Good morning to you, Bacco. How you doing today?
Good morning, Crowley. I'm doing all right. How are you?
I am outstanding, because I want to get the preseason over with. I'm ready to watch regular football, but we do need to discuss this preseason game. And so do you think that we're going to see a bunch of defensive starters tomorrow? Because I imagine that because of the way the offense has performed, you're going to see those guys.
Yeah, I mean, maybe for a series, but, Cam Hayward at this stage of his career didn't practice nearly as much as he used to. TJ Watt didn't even go out there for a token snap in the joint practice with the Bills. So, I mean, those two guys, I'm skeptical that we're going to see them. It was just a couple years ago that Watt got dinged up in that final preseason game against the Lions. The player who did it, TJ Hawkinson, no longer with Detroit, but still maybe some weird vibes there. So I wouldn't blame them if they protect those two specifically. But otherwise, I think you might see at least a little bit of all the defensive regulars who are healthy.
Who needs to play, in your opinion?
On defense?
Anywhere.
Oh, well, both quarterbacks vying for the job, I think, need to play. All the starting offensive linemen need to play, and some more than others, like Broderick Jones, Zach Frazier. I would probably want to minimize Najee Harris, George Pickens, Pat Freiermuth.
With you.
I mean, they've already done it in the preseason. You really can't afford an injury to any of those guys, given the stature that they hold at their respective positions. So, yeah, I mean, I think no surprise, it's what we've been talking about ad nauseum all week, the quarterbacks and the offensive linemen.
So, knowing full well that there is still one more public data point left, and that is tomorrow's preseason finale, and that it is August 23rd, I'm going to ask you some questions, subject to change, and I want your best answer. Are you ready for this, Mr. Bacco?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So let's say Troy Fautanu is healthy enough to go week one. He certainly seems optimistic. And let's say Jerry Dulac is correct, and if healthy, he is going to start. Who do you think, as of today, would be the Steelers' starting left tackle?
I think if they get to that point, it'll be Broderick Jones, because it'll tell me that they want to move forward with the plan of getting both recent first-rounders in there and letting that unit coalesce, even if it means some growing pains.
Do you think that that's the way it's going to be, or do you think they'll give Faltanu some more time and start him in the next week?
No, I feel like as delighted as they were with the progress he was making in training camp practice, I just can't imagine them rolling him out there week one in Atlanta if he hasn't played more than one preseason game and only a handful of snaps at that. It's just, I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's difficult for me to envision Mike Tomlin doing that.
Brian Bacco from the Post-Gazette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Faltanu obviously has all the pedigree. Meanwhile, Beanie Bishop, undrafted nickel cornerback who didn't play in the last game. It sounds like he's going to play in this game. Do you think it's more likely that Beanie Bishop is the starting nickel game one, Brian, or that a guy that gets cut from another team is the starting nickel week one?
I'll still give Beanie the edge there. I don't feel great about it, but the precedent that I'm kind of working off of with that is, what was it, last year they signed Desmond King on cut down day, and he was an established vet, and we didn't really see much of him in a Steelers jersey, at least on defense.
That's a really good point, Brian.
I think that's probably a good idea, that if you're here throughout the spring and the summer, you've got a nice advantage against anybody who might come in from the outside, even if they're pretty established known commodities.
That's something I should have considered and didn't consider, and I think that's a really, really good point by you. Go with what you know instead of what you don't know. And it does take some time to get up to speed when you bring in somebody from the outside. All right, now to the regular season in full form, Brian. More touches this year, Jaylen Warren or Najee Harris?
I'll go slightly Najee Harris.
You think Warren plays week one?
Yeah, I do. He's been really durable throughout his NFL career. I mean, he's just such a little what did they call Doug Martin, the running back in the day?
Muscle hamster. Yeah.
That's what I see when I look at Jaylen Warren.
I agree with that. More catches this year, Brian. Pat Freiermuth or wide receiver two?
I'll go Pat Freiermuth on that one, because I think wide receiver two might be by committee and, you know, still wouldn't roll out somebody else coming in here as wide receiver too.
Do you think that it's going to be matchup based on who is their number two wide receiver then, if I'm picking up what you're putting down? Like, it won't just be Van Jefferson's our guy at number two. It'll be based on who they're playing?
Well, I think Van Jefferson will be the week in and week out number two receiver in snaps, but I think where the targets end up going is going to be pretty game plan and matchup based, as far as Calvin Austin in the slot, or, you know, once Roman Wilson gets up to speed in the regular season, there could be a game where he's featured more, because I think Van Jefferson is going to be somebody who's out there a lot, but might be doing a lot of blocking, might be doing a lot of dirty work, might not always be looked at as much in the route tree as, say, the third receiver in that game. If it's a week, they're doing a lot of 11 personnel.
Your cohort, great man, Ray Fittipaldo, says he thinks there's a chance that Roman Wilson could start the year on IR. Are you hearing anything like that?
No, I'll go off of Roman seeming pretty optimistic himself the other day. I mean, I think he could start the season inactive,
yeah,
but I don't know that they'll put him on the shelf for the first 4 weeks, because I feel like as long as he's been out with that ankle injury, he'll probably be able to return to practice next week, or at least the week of the Falcons game, and that might put him in that gray area of, okay, he's not hurt anymore, but he's not quite ready for prime time, so he'll be one of those guys in street clothes in Atlanta.
Corey Trice said the other day, and he has to say it because you guys aren't allowed to report what you see, and I'll leave my thoughts about that on the side here. He said he's getting a lot of snaps with the ones. What do you think's going on with Joey Porter Jr.? Because my understanding is he hasn't been out there a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a minor injury that they're managing this time of year. I mean, I don't get the sense that it's anything too drastic. But then again, when you don't have injury reports in the preseason and the coach is less than transparent updating the health of guys who are missing time, then you are kind of left to speculate and wonder and worry, if you're a fan, whether this is going to be something that's bigger than they're letting on or something that's going to linger. I mean, I talked to Joey the other day in the locker room, not about that. And I tend to have learned in my experiences, Crowley, that when guys are like legitimately hurt and trying to hide something, they're probably going to turn down interview requests for the most part. So I will use that as one minor little positive in the Joey Porter Jr.
Kind of like Broderick Jones after the game the other day, no?
Yeah, and plus that was a situation where I think he knew he went through it and, you know, didn't want to say anything that was going to be, you know, taken and run with as a headline. So he's a guy who's been really good with the media since he got here as a first round pick. And I'll let him use his get out of jail free card with that one.
Mark Robinson, a couple of years ago, I think it was Kenny's rookie year, and everyone was saying, you got to give Mark Robinson a chance. Let Mark Robinson play. And now they've got such depth at inside linebacker, I feel like he's a forgotten man. So a roster cutdown question for you, Batco. Who's more likely to make the roster, Tyler Matakevich or Mark Robinson?
You know, I used to be one of those shareholders in the Mark Robinson Corporation.
I'll put my name on that. I did too.
Yeah, I've started to sell off a lot of my investments there because of, I mean, it's not college football, but he's essentially been recruited over with Patrick Queen and Peyton Wilson, obviously, as a draft pick, even more so. And then I initially shrugged at them signing Tyler Matakevich right before camp. But hearing Mike Tomlin talk about his experience as a special teamer and the confidence that they have in him makes me think, yeah, he's here for a reason. That's to be on the 53, run down, cover this new kickoff. The other thing that I thought was interesting, so I'll go with Matakevich there, but the other thing I thought was interesting yesterday was Tomlin saying he doesn't necessarily need to see Cordero Patterson in the new kickoff. I mean, why? He hasn't done it. You're making a big deal about how different this new dynamic is, and you know, you signed him as part of the reason you signed him was to run him out there against that. Wouldn't you want to see it once so that he's not looking at it completely from a new perspective in Atlanta?
Absolutely. And I did think it was a little hypocritical for Mike Tomlin to cite the resume of Cordarrelle Patterson, but then say that Russ Wilson needs to play, a guy who's a quarterback who's won a Super Bowl. And I understand that Russ didn't have really an opportunity even to be evaluated because things were so bad around him in game number two. But learning a new offense, learning an entire new kickoff scheme, I thought it was a little hypocritical there. All right. That was very good,
well,
Brian.
Since Crowley, and I'm not completely convinced that the door is not open, at least a little bit, cracked a little bit for Fields.
Really? So I didn't even want to bring that up with you because I've just been operating with it's going to be Russ and the national media is totally wrong on all this. What makes you think then that the door is cracked?
Well, it might. I mean, it very well may be Russ, and I'd probably still put my chips on Russ if I had to bet on it. But I just feel like that's not mutually exclusive with the Steelers aren't actually considering both guys. I mean, I'm really going off of here is what we've seen in training camp and in practice in the preseason games. And, you know, we all thought they would never fire Matt Canada midseason. We all thought they would never give up on Kenny Pickett after 2 years. So I just don't understand how you can really discount anything that big with this, you know, current state of the team. That's where I'm at with it. Like I said, I'd still put my money on Russ, but I feel like it might be more of a legitimate competition than some of us are giving it credit for because we lived through the 2022 farce with Trubisky and Pickett as well.
And a little bit back in 2019 with Mason and with Duck Hodges, although there was some helmet swinging in the middle of that. Brian, this was really good, man. Appreciate you coming on so early with us, and we'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right, no problem, Crowley. See you.
Take it easy. Brian Batco from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Much to react to there, including what he said about quarterbacks leaving the door ajar for Justin Fields. What did Mike Tomlin have to say about Russ? What did Justin Fields have to say about this competition? We'll let you hear both. We'll react when we come back. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Nothing's changed in terms of the positioning of those guys, and yes, he will start.
I mean, I think I've shown, you know, what I can do. I think, you know, the time that I did have with the ones practicing in training camp, I think that went well. I think we grew a lot each and every day. But at the end of the day, like I said, it's not up to me. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just going to come in here every day, each and every day, the same person, being a leader for this team and working my butt off, and everything else will be handled.
First, you heard Mike Tomlin. Russ Wilson will start. Nothing has changed in the quote-unquote quarterback battle. Then you have Justin Fields say that he thinks he's shown what he's done, what he can do. Brian Batko was with us from the Post-Gazette in the last segment, and Brian says he thinks the door is still ajar for Justin Fields. I have not got that from a lot of local guys. It seems that everybody in the national media is pounding the table for Justin Fields. Mina Kimes, Bill Barnwell, Dan Orlovsky, Louis Riddick, Stephen A. Smith. The list goes on and on. But locally, when we've talked to Cabali, when we've talked to Ray Fittipaldo, when I've heard other beat writers on our airwaves or read their work, seem to believe it's going to be Russ Wilson. Batko, the first one that I've heard of late that said, yeah, door's ajar. Maybe he's right. I don't think he is, though. And that's not me discrediting a guy who's around the team every single day. I mean, it kind of is. But Mike Tomlin, we know a few things about him, right? He wants to win with defense. He wants to run the football. He would prefer to trust a veteran quarterback. That's why Mitch Trubisky got the first shot over Kenny Pickett. It's why Russ Wilson, in my opinion, was the first quarterback they acquired this offseason when they could have had Justin Fields the entire time. Mike Tomlin wants to win while being risk-averse. And the last few seasons, when they win the turnover battle, they win the vast majority of their games. The last few seasons they've lost the turnover battle, they go 0-15-1. Justin Fields has turned the ball over once a game in his career. His interception percentage is up over 3%. Russ Wilson's is under 2%. All those things, in my mind, matter for Mike Tomlin. Now let's look at it Batko's way. If the door is ajar, if this really was a competition, we just heard Justin Fields say he thinks he's shown enough. Do you think he's shown enough? I don't. His first preseason game, he fumbles two snaps. That goes into the turnover category. Hey, you make those kind of mistakes, best case scenario, you fall on the ball, now you're behind down and distance. Worst case scenario, it is a crippling shoot yourself in the foot mistake. And that's what we saw game one, and he didn't use his legs game one. Game two, we saw him at worst totally overthrow a wide receiver on a should-be touchdown. And at best, he could have put a better ball there and the receiver could have run a slightly better route. But I think reasonable football people will agree it wasn't a great throw from Justin Fields. The play of the game, when he's running around like a chicken with his head cut off and he finds a receiver on the sideline on a broken play, he did it against third and fourth stringers. And I think if he does that against first teamers, he's getting sacked or he's throwing a pick. At best, that thing's getting knocked away. Look, his physical skills are tantalizing. Nobody is arguing that. But I have not seen a player that looks like he's improved from his last stop. Justin Fields is the bag of goods that was sold to us by Chicago Bears fans and analysts like Brad Spielberger, who watched every single game of Justin Fields' career. He'll do the tantalizing. He's got all the talent in the world. He's going to make mistakes. Tomlin does not like to deal with quarterbacks who make mistakes unless they're going to be able to make up for those mistakes with all kind of highlight reel plays and you put points up on the board. Ben would turn the ball over, sure. He'd throw some picks, but he was also going to put up points. Now, Russell Wilson, last season, threw 26 touchdowns, only threw 8 interceptions. And Justin Fields averages a turnover a game in his career. And if you even agree with Batko, which you might, and that's okay that the door is ajar, I don't think Justin Fields has shown enough to make you trust him as your primary guy. And Justin seems to have a high opinion of what he's done, and by all accounts, he's looked good in training camp practices, and he's looked good since they've headed on over to the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex. But Mike Tomlin, by his own admission, says that in-stadium work means more. Justin Fields has not, to me, looked great in-stadium. And you could try to make the same argument for Russ Wilson, but I don't think you really have a leg to stand on there because the performance around Russ was so bad in the second preseason game. I don't think you can get anywhere close to a clean evaluation. And he's the pole position guy. So you've got no evaluation on him apart from resume, which Tomlin says matters with guys like Cordarrelle Patterson, so why would it not matter for Russ Wilson? And you do have an evaluation of sorts for Justin Fields, but it's not like he's going out there and taking this job. Russ is pole position guy. He needs to lose it as much as Justin needs to take it, and I don't think either of those things have happened. This Steelers quarterback talk is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. We've got another Pittsburgh Post-Gazette guy, Chris Carter. He's more of a film guy, though he's a good reporter, too. He's going to join us coming up at 8 o'clock. But coming up next, did the Steelers miss out on an opportunity yesterday to improve the club? And is there now another team in on the Brandon Ayuk sweepstakes?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Our intrepid producer, Nicholas Harry Callis, had a first date not that long ago. And we need to get into it. Because the first date did not lead to a second date, and it's totally not Callis' fault, but it's being framed as though it's Callis' fault by the woman that he went on the date with. So we got to get into that, and we will, before we talked to Chris Carter at the top of the hour from the Post-Gazette about the Steelers' final preseason game. Couple of texts in here on the Steelers' quote-unquote quarterback battle that I don't really think is a battle. I think it's just Russ Wilson's job. Here's one. Texter, thanks for being honest about Fields. He stinks. It's why he's 11-29 in his career, and that's not going to change. He'd be better served by becoming a halfback or a slot receiver. I mean, I won't go that far. His talent is tantalizing, but I think it would benefit him to sit and learn and become a master of the offense, be in the film room, get your reps when you get him, few and far between as the backup in the regular season. I understand that. But the guy he's been this preseason is the guy we thought that the Steelers were getting from Chicago, which is still going into year four, talent and not much else. So not only do I think Russ is going to start, I want him to start, and I want Justin Fields to sit and learn, and I want Russ to play all 17 games. And especially given the state of the offensive line, if Justin were the guy day one and the line is not gelled, and even at best it gels, but you still got three basically rookies starting on your offensive line, that's not putting him, I don't think, Justin, in the best situation to succeed. Texter, door is ajar enough that I can feel Trubisky week four halftime pull for Wilson if he doesn't light it up. You can't do that. I'm not saying Tomlin won't, but you can't do that. You can't throw Justin Fields in there in week four, something like that. You'll be doing it without him having first team reps leading into that week. And once you make that quarterback switch, I don't think you can go back to Russ. If you pull Russ and you go with Justin Fields, there's going to be hurt feelings. There's going to be fractured locker room. You're asking for disaster. Doesn't mean Mike Tomlin won't. He's made bad quarterback decisions before, but that's what I would file that under, a bad quarterback decision. Did the Steelers make a bad decision yesterday in not completing a trade? Jahan Dotson, our listening audience, familiar with him, Penn State guy, first-round pick 3 years ago by the Washington Commanders, 16th overall. He was shipped out to Philadelphia. So a rare interdivision trade. Jahan Dotson and a fifth-round pick go to the Eagles for a third-round pick and 2 7th-round picks. So we're talking about a high-pedigree player in Jahan Dotson, easy for me to say, who has had a decent start to his NFL career, but not a great start. 10 starts year one with Washington, 523 yards. Last year, 518 yards. Does have 11 touchdowns combined in two seasons. Should the Steelers have pulled the trigger on that deal? Should the Steelers have sent a third-round pick and a couple of sevenths to get Dotson in a fifth back? I like the player. I think that from an upside standpoint, if he's your wide receiver too, he's scarier than Van Jefferson. And I'm looking for any and all upgrades at this receiver position. So I think he would have looked good in the black and gold. If they made the deal, I would not have been upset about it. But, and maybe this is just me hoping here, that they didn't make the move when he's out there? Do they know that they're closer on something with Brandon Ayuk than is being reported? Do they not want to give up any draft capital because they still know that there's this possible Brandon Ayuk trade on the table and they think that they might be close to getting it done? I'm just spitballing. I'm just hoping. Sitting out on Jahan Dotson, again, easy for me to say. Maybe I just don't want to say the name of Penn State players knowing that my guys are taking them on next Saturday. Hey, you don't take on Jahan Dotson because you're still hoping that you get Brandon Ayuk. Now, some have linked the Commanders again to Brandon Ayuk. So the Commanders get rid of a wide receiver. Seemingly now they have a spot open for a wide receiver. Now you've got extra draft capital in that third round pick. We know that Brandon Ayuk said that there were only two teams he'd like to go to if he doesn't stay in San Francisco, and that's Pittsburgh and Washington. Well, now does Washington have the draft capital to get it done? Many are speculating about this on social media, including very smart insiders who have now thrown that out there. See, that doesn't make any sense to me, because what's the other thing we've heard about the 49ers? They want a wide receiver. They want a three-team deal. because the Steelers don't have a wide receiver that they covet. They want someone to replace Brandon Ayuk. Well, if they were going to make a trade with Washington for Ayuk, wouldn't Washington have just given them Jahan Dotson? I think we're trying too hard there. Oh boy, San Francisco sure would like that third round pick from the Philadelphia Eagles that Washington just got in the Jahan Dotson deal. Yeah, I think they'd rather have Dotson in the third round pick. If draft capital was all it was going to take to move the 49ers off their spot, the Steelers, I think, would have Brandon Ayuk. Dulac has reported the Steelers are not interested in sending a position player to the 49ers. The Commanders just gave a position player to the Eagles at the position that would be of need for the 49ers. Let's not twist ourselves into a pretzel here. Well, does this mean a draft pick could go back in a potential Brandon Ayuk deal? He's not going to Washington. He would go to Washington. He has stated that. He played with Jaden Daniels back when both guys were at Arizona State. That would be, I think, his preferred destination, honestly, if he left San Francisco. And I think the Steelers would be his second preferred destination. But if the Commanders were really interested in making that happen, they would have given up a draft pick and Jahan Dotson. And I think that that would have been good enough for the 49ers. The 49ers are going to take Kendrick Bourne off the hands of the New England Patriots. I think Jahan Dotson, at least to me, has more upside and would tantalize me a little bit more. So maybe the Steelers not getting involved in this deal means that they think they're close to Ayuk. Maybe not. But I don't think the Commanders are now all of a sudden in the sweepstakes. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we got Chris Carter from the Post-Gazette. We'll talk to him about tomorrow's preseason finale. We'll ask him some questions about the Steelers as we head into the regular season as well. But up next, Callis thought he had what was a really good first date. And then he found out that the nice lady he sat down with didn't exactly view it the same way. We got to get the lowdown on this when we come back. 15-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette joins us to get into all the big-time Steelers storylines at the top of the hour. Right now, though, Callis, you had a first date the other day. You thought it went okay, and then you find out the woman hates your guts. What happened there?
I don't think she hates my guts, but it was a little strange. So she wanted me to bring chocolate or flowers or some sort of token of, I guess, appreciation for her time.
For a first date.
Yeah.
And you had never met her before. This was someone that you met online.
Yeah. And so at first, like, we're talking, right? So I my grandfather was in the hospital for a little bit. He had just gotten back to his apartment, so I went to see him even before I went. Like, and I don't have time during my day. I got two jobs. I got a lot. So if I'm squeezing in time for you, you know, you're important. It's an important, you know, thing. So I drove a half hour to the Swickley area for this date.
Wow.
Bought drinks.
Paid for them.
Yeah. And she had told me beforehand, she's like, oh, I like chocolate or flowers, or, you know, and I was like, all right, well, you know.
Wait,
I don't know.
Wait a second. This changes everything.
You think so?
You told me that on the back end, she was disappointed in you because you didn't bring chocolate or flowers.
No, I did. So here's what it is, though. Like, I told her, I'm like, I don't know if I'm gonna have time to, you know. She's like, you could just, like, pick up flowers.
Oh, jeez.
So I'm like, eh. You know, so I went. I'm like, I'll buy you drinks. You know, we're good. And then she's like, oh, I was just testing you. You know, when we were on the date, like, she was telling me, she's like, oh, I just wanted to see what you would do. And I'm like, all right, this is normal. It's fine. All right. You know, maybe women do that. I don't know. But good conversation, good time. So she didn't talk to me then for like 3 days after that. And I was like, ugh. Yeah, okay. And so then I get one of these random, you know how they put on like TikTok or like on social media, they just got these people like saying wisdom things.
Yes, of course.
Well, she sent me this random video, this random woman like, well, I'm just a traditionalist and, you know, like I want to be like cared for absolutely. I think the man should be like manly man or whatever and do all these things for me. And I was like, I just didn't respond to the video. I'm like, all right, well, this is, I think I see where we're coming from.
So I'm going to put this up as a Twitter poll.
Okay.
Are you expected as the man to bring flowers or chocolate on a first date? I'm going to put that out there. We'll see what the people say. If she said that beforehand and you're trying to make a good impression, I probably would have brought flowers or chocolate. And I understand that you got a lot of stuff going on, mm-hmm. and so you're very busy, and you're going 30 minutes. I do understand all that. If she expressed it beforehand, I think I am getting the flowers or the chocolate. If she doesn't express it, no, I'm never buying flowers or chocolate on a first date. I'm not spending, this might sound bad, but I'm not spending my money on you if I don't know if we're going to like each other. We might not align on anything. We might have a terrible time. And now I'm out $30 on chocolate and flowers plus the drinks or the meal that I get you, and we're never going to see each other again? No, no, no. If there's a second date, because the first date went so well, then I'm buying flowers.
Then
I'm buying chocolates.
This is what was off-putting to me, though. She said, I talked to my girls and my coworkers about our date, and they were all like, yeah, he sounds nice, but where is the outstanding part? And you all talk to me all the time. You hear me talk. Where's the outstanding part? I don't think anybody has ever said that to me, ever.
Yeah, you are a wonderful man. And you are going to treat a woman with the utmost respect. And I imagine that you are a tremendous partner in a relationship. She needs to give this thing time. But you need to cut ties if she hasn't already. Red flags. Get rid of her.
Oh, I just stopped. I just stopped responding.
She's That's like, the appropriate
she's like,
response.
If you're not a, you know, if you're not in a place to, you know, give all you can, I understand that. And I'm like
I'm going to put up a Twitter poll.
Okay.
Do you buy chocolate or flowers for somebody on a first date? We got Chris Carter coming up next. We'll ask him, and then we'll get the Twitter poll, and we're going to do a lot of Steeler stuff with Chris when we come back. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 81.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.